Wednesday, Tuesday night, Orla Dalit Kislev, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning halachos of business, and we're in Simon Samach. Oh, we did, the Samach, hey, Ribbis. All about Ribbis. Well, not all, because it's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but you get a general, solid, very, very solid background. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, since the nature of man is chomin and mesavel a moment, you want money? What do you want money for? You can't eat money. What do you want money for? The korav yoyser shiyeh adam hanichshal beisaribis mi bishori surin sheba moment. Grad the ribis is, he makes a statement like it's more likely to be over. He says, you know, ki gezel vono v'chadome, you know, gezel stealing. You're not going to rob, you're not going to steal, you're not going to cheat. Like, it feels wrong. Ribbis feels right. He had my money. Like, you know, Ribbis feels right. If you can rent a boat, and you can rent a car, and you can rent a suit, and you can rent a tuxedo, why can't you rent money? It feels like there's no avla. You didn't, who are you doing an avla to? I'm not going to tell you. The terrorists is taka. There's terutzim to all of these questions, but they're valid questions, and that's his point. You don't have a guilt complex about charging ribbis, except that you're doing an issa. It's awesome. The korv yoyzes sheyadum nichshol bis ribbis may be sure it's shiva moment. Ki begezel v'ino v'chadoyme. You're careful with yourself. You're cautious. You shouldn't get chipped. You shouldn't get stolen from. Who wrote so ligzul alahonus as chaveru? Even if you want to do it to someone else, lefamum who nimna. You know, machmas busha or machmas yira. But no one's ashamed to lend money in ribbis. Mashen came be ribbis. Everybody's happy. The Lov is giving you the money and he's thanking you, you know, because you're talking and he's, you know, you're making money. You didn't do anything. You're sleeping at night at home in bed and, you know, someone's giving you money, free money. Ribbis is free money. Mashenk and Ribbis, Kalov and Nuzal Bitsono, Atobu Sameach, he's happy. Kimotsu Mokum Lubus, he's happy he found someone to lend the money, even if it's Beribbis. The Gam Hamalvef is patting himself on the back, big tzaddik. Choshe b'dayte, yari oesa toy v'gedoyle, malovish, yuchal arviach, b'momen zeh, kiflei kiflayim, yosemen aribis. You know, you're charging him 5% ribis even, but he's making a profit of 30%. I mean, he's happy, I'm happy, everybody's happy but Hashem. Hashem doesn't want me to charge ribis. V'lachein, because everybody's happy, nokel ma'od is very easy. You could be seduced by the Yetzirah Hara. It's very repeated in the Torah. It says like 5, 6, 7 times, don't take ribbis. Don't lend out money in ribbis. Six times it says, like, don't take ribbis. Well, Yochum B'tchias HaMesim Shinema B'neshech Nosom V'sai B'slokach V'choyo Lo Yichye Alover Over V'shloish Alavim, because three of them are oriented towards the Lover. Hasover V'edim V'orev, even someone that's providing security for a loan of ribbis is Asur Ovim Kolechot V'lavechot. And Asar through the middleman, the agent perhaps, Shoyad Benehem, Osha Siela Echomehem, Shahira Mokum Halvus Laloy the Lil Voice, Oshara Mokum Hamalva Halvoice, Gam King Oiva Blavechod, if they're paying ribbons.
So how is that? Let's say somebody comes to you and says, I need $1,000. Okay, and you don't have $1,000, you go to the bank. The bank's going to charge you ribbons. Okay, because it's a bank. Okay, and you're going to end up paying back $1,100. Just making up numbers right now. Is it okay then to pass that $100?
No, absolutely not. It's also mamish. And if So that's the lesson. The lesson is, so don't lend them $1,000. You don't have it. Or take the hit of the 100. It's your choice. What you can charge him for, and that's what's so sometimes ribbis becomes a very subtle thing. If you took a taxi to get it, you could ask him to pay for the taxi. You say, I'm going to get my money, but it's in my safe deposit box. Or I have to cash a check in the bank.
Service fee or something like that.
No, not service fee. You're paying my expenses. The expenses I incurred to give you the loan, you're paying my expenses. Even a bounce check, you can make them pay. Again, because you're not making it pay because you're getting your money later. There's no agarnata, it's called. You're not paying him in order that he should wait for his money. It doesn't matter if you went to the bank to lend him the money today or in 2 weeks. Nobody cares. He wants the money as fast as possible, but you're not charging him for the accumulation, right, of waiting. Just the other day, I thought of something that the shul could do. I figured out some eitzah with money. And then I realized 15 minutes later, it's ribbis. It would be ribbis. I don't want to explain it. Well, why not? It's a good case. It's a good case to listen to. So I'm trying to think of ways to find someone that will lend the shul money interest-free so that we could wipe away all the loans that we have in the bank with ribbis. Because the ribbis is killing us. And if we could wipe that away, we'd really, you know, Baruch Hashem, the shul's generating money. So the reason we're always, I don't even know, I don't know the books, I don't look at the books, I'm going with what Shlomo says. The reason that we're always gasping for breath is because the loans are killing us. It's killing us even in terms of administrative manpower. It's like crazy, it's crazy. They have to deal with it. So good, you know, you say, okay, lend me money without interest. Yeah, but if a guy, we're talking about, you know, a few $100,000. So if the guy, because the way it's set up now, you could earn interest in a bank or you buy a CD or whatever. So you're asking for a lot. Good, it's not out of pocket. Give me, please, $500,000, $600,000. No one's doing that. You say, lend me money without ribbis, it sounds, you know, but it's, so I had an idea to lend, so someone should lend us money, and we give the dedication of the Beis Medrash. So in effect, he's getting it for free, because it's not costing him. Instead of spending $300,000 for a dedication or whatever they're asking for, $350,000, it doesn't matter. Right? In effect, he's getting it for free, even though it's also costing him money, but that's mamish. There, the not out of pocket, but then that's mamish ribbis. That's mamish ribbis. It hit me 15 minutes later that they're talking about ribbis. We're talking about someone lending us money, and we're going to pay him back. And we're going to name the base vendor shift. We're going to give him a dedication.
Even though it's not tangible?
Yeah, it's a Shavakesef. It's something that we're charging for. It's something that the world charges for. So I'm just showing you. Okay, there wasn't. Like, you don't chop sometimes things are ribbis. Sometimes you don't chop their ribbis because it doesn't. Like, in your case, it's even worse. If I borrow your credit card. Right, if I borrow your credit card, you let me use, this is the famous case, and if you let me use your credit card to buy something, this happens all the time. If you let me use your credit card to buy something, and then I buy something, and then it's over the month, and I have to pay percent, and here you're dealing with Goyim, but I'm not allowed to pay the percent. I'm the guy to borrow your credit card. Because really, you're technically responsible. So it's like I borrowed money from you and used it. But you owe the guy, and I owe you. Because I don't owe the guy anything, because the credit card is your name. So my sister has this in her school in Flatbush. It's always a problem, because like Moistus can't get a credit card, you know, it's hard. So they tell the principal, okay, use your credit card, you know. But then it becomes a problem if they go over the month, and then they may, and then the person has to pay the ribbis, and they can't pay the person because it's their credit card. So then, in effect, they borrowed money. I just had today, knew someone, I said I would pay for something in the shul. So someone laid out the money. And so I, you know, 191 shekel. So I gave him 200 shekel. I said, keep the change. They said, no. You know, let me keep the change. That's ribbis. When he laid out the money for me, he was lending me money. He bought the stuff. But he knew at the time he was buying it that I'm buying it. So that's a loan. He's laying out money for me as a loan.
What would it cost if you're going to get it?
So I could, yes, you could always structure it that way. I could have said, I'm paying you back 191, and I'm paying you 9 shekel for the tircha that you went and picked it up, and I didn't have to do the shopping. You did the shopping, I'm paying you 9 shekel for the shopping. But you have to speak that out. Because you could structure it. It's not, that's exactly what the kids of Shulchan Aruch are saying. You have to learn the halachas. You should know, you're right. It's beautiful that you could structure it that way, and then there's mamish no problem. And that's all heter iska is. Heter iska, that everybody heard the word heter iska, heter iska, heter iska, is just structuring the loan, not just, it gets very complicated, but if the all is said and done, it's structuring the loan in a way that it's not ribbis, that's all. Just like I just structured a loan in a way that's not ribbis. I said, you know what, let the 10 shekel be for the, I'm paying you for buying the stuff, but it has to be real, that I really have the burden of buying the stuff. You know, you can't lie, you can't fake, it has to be real.
And you have to say it out beforehand, not after the fact.
That's right.
Isn't keep the change, though, really just saying I'm not, it's not a significant amount of money that I'm not mocked on it?
Who says that's mutter?
No, that's what I'm asking. Is that would be considered rupees? It's not really that you're paying him because he lent me the money. You're just saying, I don't care, it's not so much.
Just so maybe. We'll see when we learn the halachas.